The Good Fight, podcast number 3. Interestingly, all 3 times Paul uses the phrase the good fight are in his letters to Timothy. I'm not sure if we should make something of Timothy's situation from that or not. I suspect we probably should. Anyway, let's have a look at these references. 1 Timothy 1, verse 18. This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. One theme in the letters to Timothy is that the young pastor teach and live by sound doctrine, that he is obedient to God and teaches believers how to live God's way. What will otherwise happen is that one's faith is shipwrecked. Paul could not have used a better word to describe the chaos and tragedy that occurs when someone gives up on following God. It's a shipwreck. And if you do not turn around, it will cost you your life in the good fight. Our second reference, 1 Timothy 6 from verse 11. But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. It's pretty much the same theme. Live God's way. When you enlisted, you joined the army that has the maker of heaven and earth as its commander. He made us, he saved us, he teaches us to live his way. And so we, according to the words of Paul, flee from the things that are not of God. In this immediate context, it's the love of money. We pursue the things of God, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, gentleness. That's what it means to fight the good fight. Our third reference, 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. Paul is writing again, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. When you enlisted, you joined the army which will ultimately triumph, indeed has already triumphed because of its commander. And while it will not be an easy war, it ends in victory. Paul sees the end in sight, and his impending death fills him not with dread, but with joy. Because this is the goal. This is the end of the battle. It is over, and Paul is still standing in faith. On his deathbed, John Newton, writer of the great hymn Amazing Grace, said these words, I am still in the land of the dying. I shall soon be in the land of the living. Let me finish this series with some fused verses from Ecclesiastes, Ephesians, Hebrews, and Psalms. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, but to those who trust in the Lord and in his mighty power. They will run with perseverance and keep their eyes fixed on Jesus. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.